President Bush returned to Washington last night from his first visit to Europe since moving into the White House. The president closed his six-day, five-nation tour with a stop in Slovenia to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The former KGB chief and son of a former CIA chief talked for about 2 hours, principally about Mr. Bush's desire to build a new missile defense system. Before boarding Air Force One for the flight home, Mr. Bush told reporters that Russia and the United States could work together to make the world a safer place.
More than a decade after the Cold War ended, it is time to move beyond suspicion and toward straight talk, toward mutually assured, beyond mutually assured destruction, and toward mutually earned respect. As we work together to address the world as it is, not as it used to be, it is important that we not only talk differently, we also must act differently.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne was on Air Force One with the president. He joins us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Wake up. What time did you get home last night?
A little before midnight Eastern time. Our day started about 1 in the morning Eastern time in Warsaw. From there, we went to Slovenia and then home. It was a long day, a full day, as they say.
I imagine it was kind of quiet on the plane on the way back?
It was quiet. We, in the press room of the plane, were hoping that perhaps the president might want to come back because, you know, it did seem that the meeting with Mr. Putin went very well from the White House perspective. We were hoping he might want to come back and take a victory lap, but we didn't see even a glimpse of him in the press room. He apparently was tired as well.
Well, the two men did come away smiling after the meeting, and they often do. It's kind of standard diplomatic fare, but give us your impression of how they really got along.
They did seem to strike up a rapport. Much was made of how little these two men, you know, on the surface seemed to have in common prior to this meeting. You know, Mr. Bush, the Texas rancher, oil man, former governor, you know, a very pat you on the back kind of a guy. Mr. Putin, the rather stern-looking, cold-looking former KGB chief. But when they strolled out of that meeting yesterday, and they walked by me about 10 feet away, at least from outward appearances, they appeared to have at least connected on some personal level, and that carried through in the press conference. And of course, it was a spectacular setting for this press conference. It was at the Bordeaux Castle in the foothills of the Alps, with gorgeous pine trees as the backdrop and a mountain overlooking the scene. They couldn't have asked for prettier pictures, and it did seem to be a very, very positive session.
What was the substance of the meetings? Missile defense obviously was a main topic of conversation.
You know, they met for about 2 hours, and some of it one-on-one with Mr. Bush and President Putin with their interpreters there, and then a larger meeting with Secretary of State Powell and Condoleezza Rice and some others and their Russian counterparts. And it's important to note that for all of the good feelings that came out of the end of this, they haven't really solved anything. They have accomplished their main goal, which was to establish some sort of a relationship which will form the foundation for future very substantive meetings. They talked about the missile defense shield. That's something the president's been talking about all over Europe for the past 5 days. And Russia is opposed to that because it would mean walking away from the ABM treaty that's been in place and that has, worked for the last almost 30 years.
They'll see each other again in Rome next month, the G8 industrialized nations. They're also going to exchange visits to each other's homes.
Let's hope that this feeling of, friendship that seems to have developed yesterday is real, because they're going to be seeing a lot of each other. They'll be at the G8 meetings together in Italy next month. They'll be at the APEC meetings in Shanghai this fall. Mr. Putin has been invited to the Crawford Ranch, and he has extended an invitation to the president to come to Moscow and visit his home.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don. Get some sleep.
All right, I will. Thanks.